Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today we're going to be talking about our annual pilgrimage to the London Jazz Festival's Jazz on Screen, which is held at the Barbican. And we went in 2024 and saw two films. My name's Simon Whiteside.
My name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. So we went to see two films. The first one was based on the We Insist Freedom Now suite by Max Roach, by an Italian director, Gianni Amico. Again, apologies to Italian speakers. And a film called Black Sun, directed by Koryoshi Kurahara. Again, apologies to Japanese speakers. I'm apologising a lot in this episode. And we saw these two films. They were presented as part of the 2024 Jazz on Screen Festival, which is, I think, it's in conjunction with the London Jazz Festival. Mm. They normally screen some little-known or lesser-known jazz films, basically. So just quickly to talk about them, the first one was kind of a montage. It was set to the We Insist Freedom Now suite by Max Roach and Abby Lincoln. It's a famous, very famous album.
Roach was involved in the score, wasn't he?
But I think that that was for the second film. This one, it was just they set the
photograph
to his music, and it was a photographic montage showing it was really the history of the black struggle for emancipation, and that was the first film. The second film, Black Sun, was a Japanese film by this director who I mentioned, and it really was about the relationship between this young Japanese jazz fan and this black American GI, who were both in Tokyo. And that was the very basic outline of both the films.
Yeah, I mean, they were... So the year before, we'd gone to see Sven Kläng, hadn't we? And that was, you know, quite a pleasant experience in many ways. And these were less so, I felt really. Firstly, the first one was, you know, obviously a very political film and you know, very important message and et cetera, but I wouldn't call it necessarily an enjoyable, in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, I also felt I'd sort of seen, it was probably not the filmmaker's fault, but I felt like I'd seen this sort of thing before. I mean, it's interesting that, like, Spike Lee, in some of his films, uses this montage technique. And this thing of, you know, it's very powerful, these still images with a score underneath. But I've sort of seen it done a lot, so it wasn't kind of that new for me, really, I guess.
And then we come to the Japanese film, which was, definitely an experience, one which I probably won't repeat.
It was a very odd film, a very, very odd film.
Well, it was very melodramatic, wasn't it?
Yeah, very. Yeah, I mean, it was. I thought for me the most interesting part was the way it sort of you saw the Japanese view of jazz. So it was about this young jazz fan and how he kind of romanticized in a way. Jazz musicians, black jazz musicians, but then he kind of met a real one.
A black man in life. You must like jazz, you're black.
Yeah, and so it kind of explored this area, which was kind of interesting, but then it got very kind of, it just got into this weird plot where they were trying to escape, and at one point the black musician ended up having white makeup to try and avoid, and the ending was it really went very weird
he was trying to get back to the sea for some reason, wasn't he?
Which we never really discovered why that was.
Something about his mother and the sea and but I guess the idea was that they start as enemies and end as friends, but wasn't there also as a bit of an up moment where he sort of went off on a balloon or something, didn't he?
Well, that was the end, wasn't it? The ending was he disappeared on a balloon.
Yeah, which
is as weird as it sounds.
But I did find the whole thing quite. I mean, the kind of blown out church. We talked about this in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah,
that's all that was left.
Yeah, the scenario was interesting, and
If you're feeling strong, I would say. It's worth seeing. And, of course, the music was by Max Roach.
Yeah, we should say that, yes.
It was which is a connection.
It was actually a score written by Max Roach.
And that was the idea of the whole thing. Anyway, we are coming to the end of our podcast, so we'll find out what's going to be on this year, and we'll report back later. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.